Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we all know the terms heart bypass, stents. And when you think about dealing with heart disease, heart-related issues, those are some of the most common things, terms that we hear. But guess what? New research indicates that there may be alternative ways to deal with some of what are becoming some of the most common heart-related issues, and you may be surprised at what the studies have found. Dr. Indu Purnima is, and let me make sure I get this right, I got to make sure I get everyone's titles right today, the director of Allegheny Health Network's Women's Heart Center and a cardiologist at Allegheny Health Network, and she joins us today to enlighten us at best. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So this is, in many ways, this is surprising information, is it not?
Well, it is actually not surprising to most of us cardiologists. So what this study called the ischemia trial has tested is whether stents are better than medications in patients who present with chest pain symptoms over a period of weeks to months. So these are not patients, and it's important to get this point across to your audience, that these are not patients who are currently in the throes of having a heart attack, because we have established without any doubt that stents work the best in patients having an acute heart attack.
Okay.
So those patients, stents are absolutely the treatment of choice, regardless of age, gender, risk factors, any of those. However, in patients who have, say, some chest pain symptoms and have a stress test that may be abnormal, those patients do not absolutely need to get a stent as a first step, and just medications are as good as doing the stent as a first step. And if the medications fail, then the patient can be considered for a heart catheterization followed by a stent if necessary.
So then what I'm hearing you say most importantly is those patients who have had a stress test that may have shown some abnormality, this may be something that is a consideration.
That's absolutely right. So these are what we call as stable angina patients, as opposed to unstable angina or a myocardial infarction. Those are patients with an acute heart attack. Those, the pathophysiology of heart disease is very different in somebody with a heart attack versus somebody who just has an abnormality on a stress test. And until now, both physicians as well as patients were equating the two and thinking that it's the exact same thing. But now we've made this differentiation, not just in the pathophysiology, but also in terms of treatment.
So how does one know? I mean, obviously, I think this is like so many other things. You have to work in close cooperation with your doctor on your situation and not just go with, well, there was a study. I have this tightness in my chest. I probably don't need to follow up.
Absolutely. I think this is, it's instrumental that the patient gets seen by a cardiologist, and after the stress test is done, those results get reviewed, and then a decision plan is made in concert with the patient's goals and life, because some patients may feel that they absolutely want to go ahead with the stent. We just know that they're both the same. We are not saying one is better than the other. We are saying that both are the same. And depending on how bad the symptoms are, you could choose to do just medications first and see how things are going. And, of course, continue to revisit with your cardiologist. And if things get better, then that is good enough. I think this gives us as cardiologists a lot of comfort in the fact that these patients with abnormal stress tests can still be safely treated with medications. And the follow-up that we have up to now in the study is about 3.5 years. So up to 3.5 years, there are no signs that these patients do poorly, even if they do not get stents.
And
it's important to recognize that the compliance with the medications is extremely important.
And when we're talking about a stress test, are we talking, or does it even make a difference? Are we talking about the traditional stress test, say, on a treadmill, or does this also include the chemical stress test?
Yeah, so this study enrolled all kinds of patients, people who walked on the treadmill, people who had the chemical stress test. So it was really a replication of what happens in the real world. Of course, we are still waiting for the actual publication in a journal to review all the different kinds of stress tests that were done. But at the outset, all kinds of patients were enrolled.
And I'm guessing, if I'm hearing you correctly, too, all of the other factors that we would sometimes think were consideration were not. So age and gender and all of those other things were not considerations in this study.
Yeah, I think this study is, like I said, very representative of real world and includes men, women, people of all ages. It includes patients with kidney disease as well. So and even people with prior heart attacks. So inclusive of all these different populations, the results were pretty much the same.
So this is, again, though, one of those things where at the end of the day, you should talk to your doctor. It is good it is a different approach, but the bottom line is every situation is different and you should talk with your doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah, do not make your own diagnosis and used to still see a doctor and continue to follow up as well. Getting on medications does not mean you're done. It means that you need continued follow-up. And like I said, it's important to achieve the goals that were achieved in the study. For example, lower cholesterol levels, optimal blood pressure levels, lack of smoking, those sort of parameters are what makes the medical therapy arm as good as the stents.
Indeed. Doctor, thanks so much. You clarified a lot of things for us. And again, it's the first step. The study's always the first step. Good information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Have a great afternoon.
Evening.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.